supermarket alternatives. Our culinary perspective is full of habits. We might even turn to fillings instead of food. Some fillings, such as white sugar, are scientifically proven to be addictive. That makes it difficult to break habits. Breaking addictions or habits means you have to change your own psychology. And this might be hard. And that's why it is a good option not to forbid food, but to focus on other new foods. The focus is on discovery, enrichment, and not on banning something on yourself. Our brain finds this mindset a lot more positive and easier to maintain. Enjoying positive aspects of other food cultures and traditional own culture is becoming increasingly easier due to the internationalization of the world population. More and more you see people from different cultures and backgrounds all over the world living together in a city or village, and that leads, among other things, to the emergence of stores with food products that are introduced from a different culture. Video article. For those who want to broaden their food horizon, I've made a number of videos of places where food is for sale that you do not see in the supermarkets. This article is primarily a video article, and it will be constantly updated with new videos from companies that offer completely different offerings than the supermarket range. Why is this important? So our supermarket food is mainly of industrial quality. This food has much less nutritional value and healing power than homemade food from fresh products. With healing is meant the ability of a plant to catch free radicals and prevent diseases. Good, fresh food ensures that free radicals and the cell-level inflammation they cause are stopped. This means that the consumption of industrial food increases the risk of becoming ill compared to eating fresh food. We could convert these tough scientific facts into actions to prevent illness by not seeing supermarkets as our primary food source.